This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ.
Good morning. We started in the show with little victories every day, and we made it to Friday, everybody. December 6th already.
Big whipper.
Wow. Mm-hmm. My little victory is I left my computer here yesterday.
Yeah.
And I walked in this morning, because I never leave it here.
Right.
And it was almost, I turned it on, and it was like, your battery is low. Like,
critical low level.
Basically, I had like 20 seconds to plug it in, or it was going to die.
Or less.
And I made it.
You did.
That's a little victory. Not like I couldn't have just restarted it after I plugged it in. But that's not the point, you guys. It's about finding the positives.
You made it. You made it to, didn't let the computer die. You plugged it in time. You made it.
I made it.
You
Everything's
made it.
Great.
Little
Love
victory.
It. Little victories. What's your little victory of the day?
My little victory is that, for once, my reminders worked for me.
What do you mean?
Dun, 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 dun. Here's your present, Allie. Remember yesterday when we talked about I got to bring you something that somebody gave me to give
God.
To you?
You
yeah.
know what?
Yeah.
And my dun, 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 reminder dun. Didn't work.
Because
remember, I set one that said, bring DZ his gift.
Uh-huh. And it didn't work.
What is this?
Well, at least my reminder worked.
What is this?
So it's a little Santa duck, you know, miniature figurine.
It's and a then, positive potato.
And a positive potato. And you just got to read the card, G. It's a little tiny looking rock
can
potato.
I open it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
it's not from me. I was at the game, and all of
Who's
a sudden, people are tapping me on the shoulder because somebody's yelling my name.
Yeah.
And I turn around, and this young lady drops this into my hands from the stands and goes, that's for you, and that's for Allie.
What?
We love you. Thank you so much. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank you. And then she disappears before I can ask her name. So I'm like, thank you. What's your name?
Her
name?
I can see your name is Monica.
It's Monica.
Monica,
yeah.
Monica Pfeiffer.
That's right.
And she left us a card, and this says, positive potato. I may be a tiny potato, but I believe in you. Go do your thing. Tiny potato has your back whenever you need a pick-me-up. See, I'm going to cry because I'm emotional because it's Friday and I had a long day yesterday.
Yep.
can't deal with this kind of stuff right now, DZ.
You I'm put too, that tiny potato in your pocket and you rock it when you need to.
I'm too tired for this kind of emotion, this positive support right now. I can't.
It's a little victory. Shout out, Monica.
Thank you, Monica.
Glad my reminder worked because I remembered to bring it.
She's from Maxwell Mansion in Lake Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, staymaxwell.com. Thanks, Monica.
I heard they got a speakeasy.
What?
Shh.
Okay. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
We made it to Friday, everybody.
Feels good.
We did it, and I'm so excited because the holidays are here. And not only is it our last day to win Megan Thee Stallion tickets.
That's right.
But my favorite things are still up for grabs at 1037kissfm.com, which is like an overnight stay at Pottawatomie, a facial at a Loom Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa, Wisconsin State Fair tickets and cream puffs, and a zoo pass, baby.
If it ain't all for you, then I know you all know somebody who it could be for.
And duh. By the way, there's some fake Facebook account telling people they won. It's spam, you guys. We haven't told any. That contest is not even over yet. Nobody's won anything. So somebody at the end of the week will. But I'm really sorry if you. Please don't click anything on Facebook ever, besides the link I give you. Which sounds horrible because then a fake account sends them a link.
I was going to say, but then this saying a fake face. Account of you is sending the link. So they're like, but I thought it was you.
But,
I thought it was you.
Yeah. So
it wasn't.
I'm sorry.
Yikes.
We'll email you. We will not send you a Facebook link. I won't message you on Facebook and say you won. I just won't. That will
never
happen.
Never.
So I just want our listeners to know that. Okay. So we do have a voice message already, though.
Do we?
Bright and early from one of our girls, one of the regulars. Kelly in Sussex. Should we hear what she had to say this morning?
What'd she say?
Happy Friday. It's Kelly in Sussex. Just hoping that your stockings were hung by the chimney with care and Saint Nick came and was good to you and the families. Have a wonderful day.
DZ, don't look at me like that. Are you the guy too who has no clue who Saint Nick is?
Is that that's the stocking guy?
That was yesterday. Saint Nick is, you know, the guy.
He's the guy.
So when I grew up, I never heard of this in my life, by the way, until I moved to Wisconsin, this Saint Nick stuff.
Yeah.
And I've still never heard it in any other state but Wisconsin, but okay. So on December 5th, you've never heard this either?
No.
I feel like every year we go through this and people go, my kids will go, did Saint Nick come? And I go, no.
No.
He didn't, because I don't even know what this is.
He missed us.
It's weird. But there's like a whole thing. Listener can call in and
send them our address.
Because they all are going crazy right now in their cars here in this. They're probably triggered that we don't even know what we're talking about with Saint Nick.
I've heard of Saint Nick, obviously, but I didn't know there was a specific difference. I thought it was all like Saint Nick, Papa Noel, Santa Claus, la misma persona,
the same person. No, that is Santa.
Okay.
But he comes on the 5th for another reason or something.
What?
I don't know.
So is this like a the Three Kings kind of situation? Is this like a Three Kings?
What's the Three Kings? Is that the cake thing? Mardi Gras?
So, Los Reyes Magos, right? Uh-huh. There's this in Colombian culture.
Go on.
No, go ahead.
No, you told me about this. Go on. I want you to remind me of all this.
We've got the Three Kings, and it is different. It's not like they're Santa Claus, but no, it's the three individuals that when baby Jesus was in the manger, they came and brought the gifts, right?
Okay.
So now Los Reyes Magos, Dia de los Reyes Magos, right? The Three Kings.
Uh-huh.
They now magically are supposed to bring all these little Hispanic babies things, and I'm going, huh? Why?
Oh, it's the same thing. Yes.
And we didn't really celebrate it when I grew up, so I don't necessarily do it now as I'm an adult, right? But what? I didn't know Saint Nick was different on a different day.
Even when I Google, I have to get more in depth on. That's how Saint Nicholas Day is, the feast day of Saint Nicholas. I don't know what this means. I don't know what you guys. We could answer the phone because I'm so annoyed. I want to end this before we move on to the question of the day. Okay.
I thought it was turning into the question of the day.
It might be, but I don't want to go that deep. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Oh, hey, I actually made it on the call. This is Kyle from Sheboygan.
Kyle, please tell us what you do on St. Nick's Day. Please,
Lord. Oh, my gosh. Please. I can't believe I made it on here.
We on air, baby. Talk to
Surprise!
Us, man.
What up?
You're on.
So when I was a kid, we grew up, we always put our shoes outside our door. That was like my parents taught us to do that.
Yep, I've heard that.
So,
go on.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So when I was a kid, I would put like 10 pairs of shoes outside my door trying to get maximum
extra
good. Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to finesse Saint Nick.
You know. So then I got one shoe with candy and the rest my mom filled with coal.
Okay, wait a minute. Well, isn't there something with coal on St. Nick's Day? I know there's something with Christmas, but what's that?
So,
go on.
So the real story is way back, I think it's like in the 1800s, there was a guy that used to like come around and he would reach in people's houses who were, like, poor, and he'd put coal in their shoes so then they could keep their houses warm when it was cold outside.
Wait a second. Kyle, this whole time I thought getting coal was a bad thing. Coal's
actually
a
useful,
good thing?
Right?
Uh-huh.
It's
coal's
a good
a
stuff.
Good thing?
It's for survivalists.
No way.
Yeah, coal's a great thing.
And then, you know, over time, everyone kind of just, like, was like, okay, well, now let's start doing candy and treats and other stuff to survive.
Uh-huh. Well, because St. Nick had a better idea. And shout out to your mom for making sure St. Nick knew that there wasn't 10 extra kids in the house.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep.
She let him
know. I love those moms.
Wow. Well, Kyle, thank you for calling in. And that helped actually a lot because, obviously, I grew up Jewish and do Hanukkah and had. And DZ was like, I had never heard of St. Nick's Day till I moved to Wisconsin 20-something years ago.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what.
I'm today years old finding out that it's different than on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
No clue. Well, Kyle, what city are you calling from, Kyle?
Sheboygan.
Oh, you said that? Oh, nice. Well, thanks for calling, Kyle. You have a great day.
I'm going to try to make this a regular. Yeah, you guys too.
Day one, big dog.
All right, Kyle, have a great day.
You too.
Peace.
Bye. People are saying, look up Krampus. Krampus is bad for kids on December 5th.
And that's a European thing, I know.
Somebody said, oh, come on. You've never read the St. Nicholas story? No. When in the hell would I have read this? I've never heard of it till I'm telling you. Go to another state.
There's a whole book.
And ask them about it.
We're going to have to figure out where St. Nick is celebrated at, like, nationwide or worldwide.
I just never in my life. All right. You ready for the question of the day?
At this rate.
Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So, are you a faker, DZ?
What you mean?
I'm a faker. Are you a faker? You know what I mean.
You be faking. I know you faking.
Continuing on in the spirit of Christmas, not what you dirty-minded people are thinking. I'm
wrong.
A fake tree kind of girl. All day, every day. Love it. Bring it up from the basement. Light it up. Take it back down. Love it.
Just leave it like that. Bam.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Done.
Are you a fake or a real tree kind of guy?
So, realistically, we're a real tree family.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the aromatics.
You like to go out and buy one?
Yeah, it's part of the experience for Christmas, too. Now that the boys are getting older as well, letting them pick out the tree eventually, right?
That's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
It's part of what we want to make our Christmas tradition, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, that doesn't always work out. And this year, we ended up with a fake tree because my wife one randomly day went out to the store and then came back and said, hey, I got a free tree. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just so happened to be a fake tree. We put it up. It's working just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows if we're actually going to get a real tree or not this year, but this year we're a fake tree family.
Yeah, I mean, well, you don't... Who wants to do all that when you have two little babies? I know it's a thing for people, but...
You cannot be honest.
Fake tree all day, man.
I'm noticing that the pine needles don't fall any less with the fake tree over the real tree. I'm still vacuuming up fake pine needles.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, because... Yeah, I guess so.
They loosen off, they fall
they
off,
do
they
fall
break
off.
Up, whatever.
Even when you put the Christmas tree away, the fake tree, you still have to vacuum because they're everywhere.
Thank you.
Even around my tree skirt that
I have.
The
apron? Your tree apron?
Is that what you call it, an apron? I love that.
That's what I thought. That's what they told me it was, a tree apron? No,
it's an apron.
Is it called a skirt?
I don't know. In the store, they call them tree skirts if you see them. Who cares?
Whatever.
As long as we know what we're talking about, I don't care what you call it. We're talking about the same thing. So real or fake is the question of the day.
Real or fake what, though?
And I want to, you know what? I want to talk to as many of you as I can. 414-533-1037. You know what, Bella in Kenosha, who texted in, Allie, is the tree still in the basement? Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so much happening. I got to get to everybody on the show this morning, but... And there's an exciting thing at the end we got to talk about from the toy drive last night that involves people on the phone right now.
Allie is very, very excited
now,
y'all.
This is wild. Let's start with Carrie in Waukesha, too. How about that? We'll start with her. Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking fake or real tree. What are you doing?
I have always been a fake tree person. Mm-hmm. And then even now, we're still fake tree. But the tree that I used to have growing up, I don't know if anybody else had it, where there were like four different pieces and they were color-coded. And then for each branch, there was a hook that you had to put in that those were color-coded.
Really?
Yep.
It was such a wonky tree. And now that, like, I have my two little ones, and we just have the two that pop into each other, and then it just lights up right away. And then having two boys, we don't even have ornaments. We just have the lights.
Just forget the ornaments too much.
She said core memory unlocked with the tree that snapped together. Wow.
Facts. Because it had those weird little like hang hooks that you, in a circular piece in the middle, right?
Okay.
That you would have to literally insert the long pieces, which I think were the white or the black pieces, all the way at the very, very bottom. And you start from the bottom and work your way up. And oh my gosh, I used to hate that tree. And now I miss that tree just because, just because Carrie brought it up. And now I'm going,
Well, that's what I mean. You triggered a memory with a lot of people. Thank you for that, Carrie. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Kristen in Delavan texted in and said, I would have been a faker this year, but a family of very large spiders decided my tree box was their home.
Well, hey, you can't do nothing really about animals being in the real tree either. Mm-hmm. You got to shake it out. Some people leave it outside overnight.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Let's go to Heidi in Richfield on 3. Hi, Heidi. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Are you a faker or a real one with the tree?
You know, I've always had a fake tree, and the same thing with the color coded. And then we kind of graduated to a little bit of a smaller tree that, you know, largest to small and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
then just pieces I go together.
Okay.
And then I'll go to like Bath and Body Works and I'll buy like the pine tree room scent and I'll spray on the tree to make it smell like a real tree.
Oh, she's a big faker.
Heidi, where were you when we needed Christmas tips the other day? I mean, this is golden. She puts the pine tree candle in with the fake tree.
Some people put pine-scented little mini trees inside the tree. What you talking about? They want the actual tree to smell.
Heidi, you're a faker. Go away.
The fakest of fakers. Bye.
Well, you have to have the spray and the Krampus.
What about Krampus?
So Krampus, you know, you guys were talking about Saint Nick.
Yeah.
You put like your wooden shoes. So like if you're Welsh or if you're, you know, Norwegian, stuff like that, you put your wooden shoes for all the good kids and the Krampus for the bad kids where they get, you know, they get taken away. It's very interesting in history, and I'm, you know, Welsh and Norwegian and stuff, and if you learn the history of that fun stuff, it's actually, now it's a big party for all the crazy kids out there that like to go drinking and stuff.
Oh, so it's a party.
Oh, it's a party.
Oh, you had us at a party.
You know what,
I'm going to have to study up now.
Welcome. You're officially one of our contributors on the show for facts. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
She's our resident Krampus historian.
She is. Adina texted in and said, good morning. I get a real tree every year. I keep the tradition my parents did for me and my siblings. Very cool, Adina. Thank you for texting. My girl's up next. You know who it is. Ebony's in Milwaukee.
What's poppin'? Good morning.
Hi.
What's up, y'all? I just came from the gym, so I got all this energy now.
I could tell.
Girl.
I was going to say, you either just fought somebody or you just worked out.
Taking care of yourself. I love to hear it, Ebony. So are you a faker or are you a real tree kind of girl?
Okay, so growing up, my dad was like, hey, we got to do the real tree. I like the smell. So we had the pine one.
Mm-hmm.
So all those little pine needles be all over the ground. And I said, when I grow up, I'm going to get a fake one so I never got to see this again.
Yep.
And ever since then, I moved into my place, and my tree has been up for about 4 years.
Well, you haven't taken it down?
What?
I take the decorations off now. I take the decorations off. But I just leave it over there in the corner. And then I throw the decorations out when it's time, baby.
It's a houseplant.
Mm-hmm.
Her Christmas tree is a houseplant. I don't know how else to explain it.
I don't got to worry about spiders and whatnot creeping all up in the box and downstairs.
It's not even a pine tree.
It's really not a pine tree.
It's actually an orchid, a big one that just grew and grew and grew.
A giant ficus. Bye, Ebony, dog.
Ebony, we love you.
Get off my line.
We'll talk to you later.
She said, get off my line. All right, now the next two callers, I have to tell you, I'm very excited about, okay? So why don't we start with Nick in Waukesha? Yeah, sure, we can put them on at the same time. Why not? Nick in Waukesha, he's on day 4. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Hi. Wepa. And he said that he's excited to get to day five to, you know, for his, to earn his theme song.
He's knocking on the door. He's right there.
He's going to be a regular. And I said, well, Nick, what are you going to pick if you get a theme song? And he said, oh, some kind of Army cadence song. And I said, Nick.
Oh, really? No.
Are you kidding me? He goes, well, the woman on the air the other day. Well, the woman on the air the other day was Lisa in Oak Creek, who's also on the phone. Now, Nick, you guys have called back to back today. This is the weirdest thing ever.
Unplanned, dog.
And we met Lisa in Oak Creek. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, hi, guys.
Good morning.
So now we got Lisa and Nick on the phone. Lisa came out to the toy drive last night, donated a toy with a bunch of our regulars who we're going to talk about later.
Which,
shout out
you,
to all
way.
Of them. Yeah, we yeah. love you all. And Lisa came in and said, I'm the girl who called in about the Army cadence song. And I'm like, how are Nick and her on the
What are the odds,
then
dog?
He brought her up off the air, and then she called on the next line. I'm like, this is getting weird, dude.
And that Nick's on day four, I mean, knocking on the door, and here Lisa is on day one.
These are kindred spirits or something. There's something weird going on here. I don't know what's happening.
Are
man.
Y'all sitting next to each other?
Do you guys know each other?
We can't have the song.
Yeah, y'all can't have
I
the
just
same
left
song.
Quick Trip, so no, I don't think so.
He said, I just left Quick Trip.
The Hot Bar, Allie.
That's right, he did. That's right, Nick. That's my guy. All right, Nick, are you a real or a fake guy?
I'm a fake tree guy. My daughter actually put our tree in the closet in the living room. So once it's ready to be pulled out, we just pull it out the closet door.
And it then, just slides it, out like a temptation. Ooh, yeah. Like David Ruffin. It just slides out the closet like David Ruffin.
And then do you know who else slides out of the closet? Lisa in Oak Creek. She's like, surprise! Yeah. Lisa, are you a real or a faker?
I used to be real, but totally fake now. I even made a mannequin Christmas tree last year. And it was sharp. It was really sharp.
A mannequin Christmas
tree? Wow.
What does that mean,
yeah.
Lisa?
Wow.
Okay.
Like, yes. Out of a mannequin?
Was, you know the mannequin that people put their clothes on?
Yeah.
But it has a head. Yeah. And the waist, from the waist down, was the tree part. And, with the wreath and shaped like the wreath, and use the real leaf-like leaves and put all the decorations, mm-hmm. and you can pick any color style you want. I posted it on Facebook. Everybody loved it.
She's creative. She's artistic.
Yeah.
Did I not do a fit check on her yesterday?
You
I did,
did
a fit check because she was, I knew she was a fashionista.
You could tell by her outfit. She looked great yesterday. She had the bangs like Amanda and Racine. She was, looking good.
Uh-huh. No, fashionistas know each other.
I was so excited to see you guys. I'm so excited.
Well, we were so glad you came out to the toy drive, and we're going to talk about it more on the show. But Lisa, we love you. Nick, good luck on getting day five next week, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'll call Monday.
We can't count for day two and three.
No, we're not here on the weekend.
No.
Goodbye.
Monday.
Good question, though.
Yeah, good question.
Monday.
That's right. Ah, Megan Thee Stallion right there. We've got tickets to see her.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Nope, all gone. I just looked. They're all gone crazy. The last pair magically. Dang it.
Put them back right now, DZ.
Fine, they're back. Fine.
Thank you.
Fine. You see, I dropped them.
Thank you. She's coming to Summerfest on June 28th, and we've got your tickets at 7:45 after Am I the Jerk, okay?
Fine.
Now, what would DZ do? I'm finally going to open up about why I'm fighting with my sister.
Ooh, maniacal hand rubs. I mean, very helpful hand rubs. Hand rubs. Very helpful hand rubs.
Dang it. All right, let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, if you've listened to this show, you know that I am able to say sorry, but I'm also one of the most stubborn people you've ever met in your life. And that involves anyone in the world when I'm mad at them.
Period.
Period. Da-da. So my sister and I got in a fight in my sister from New York and I got in a fight in Florida.
In Florida.
At Thanksgiving. We haven't fought like this in years. It's nothing. This is sibling stuff.
I was going to say, it's a sister fight.
Let me preface by saying, we're sisters and we're going to be fine. But the what would DZ do is, because you said you have thoughts on this, mm-hmm. is should I apologize to my sister?
And you got to elaborate on what happened, why happened, who happened, and when happened.
Okay. So I have two sisters, one in California, just to paint the picture, Penny, the elementary school principal who's coming when I have my surgery.
Shout out, P.
And then I have Jenny, the lawyer in New York.
Shout
okay?
out, Jay.
She's married to the Australian. I have a niece and nephew, Charlie and Olivia.
What
are
you, mate?
So Jenny and I are cool. I respect Jenny. She's a very amazing woman. But in Florida, she was getting on my nerves.
It's because y'all were home.
And she was being really negative, mm-hmm. and she's never usually like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were all sitting around my mom's hospital bed after my mom had surgery. She's doing great. Thank you very much. And my mom, who's high as a kite, by the way, is like, Allison, I love your shoulders, which sounds really funny, but in my workout videos, you could see my shoulders.
Yeah.
I was a swimmer.
Mom would just say, girl, you swole.
You have the best shoulders. Wow. And so I go, thanks, Mom. And as I'm looking at Jenny, my sister, she's rolling her eyes while my mom is complimenting
you? No.
And that was it. That's what started it,
she
right?
She was mad at the shoulder compliment.
She was just, couldn't be happy for me, right? Screw her.
So I got good shoulders too.
And she does that. If you've seen the picture of us, I posted a picture of all three of us. Jenny's the one in the middle, the blonde one. She rolls her eyes when I, that was on Facebook, that picture. She rolls her eyes when my mom says that. So I go, all right, I'm not going to start a scene in this hospital room. But,
not in the hospital.
But noted. Noted.
Shade scene.
Shade definitely scene. She does it a few times throughout the visit in Thanksgiving. So now I'm irritated with her and I'm not into it. And being through all the therapy and knowing how dysfunctional and toxic my family is,
yeah.
I almost have too much awareness now. Like, I almost wish I didn't know.
It's not a bad thing,
It makes me not want to be around them as much because they're so toxic, right?
Which sucks because I
used to think that we were the greatest. And now I'm like, oh, we're a hot mess, man.
Oh, we got problems too, dog.
We have a lot of problems. But what's normal to you is normal to you,
and might not be normal at all to anybody else. And that's a distinction we got to make for sure.
So nothing is said to her at that moment. So I waited until we were alone. And the last night we were all together, right before I was getting ready to fly back to Milwaukee with my boys over break last week, we decided to go out to dinner. And it was me, Jenny, and Penny, my two sisters, and my other sister, Penny's husband from California. So this isn't even important.
He wasn't even really bargaining.
Brother-in-law doesn't even count in this story.
He was eating.
So Penny, we get to the hibachi restaurant, the Japanese steakhouse, and Penny goes to the bathroom. And I turn to Jenny because I'm so sick of her icky attitude, her negativity. I go, what's your problem?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember?
Oh, that's right. The what's your problem?
And remember, this is my sister, my big sister, 5 years older than me. She always treats me like the baby.
You're the baby. Well, you are the baby.
I am the baby.
You are the baby.
You know, but I'm also confrontational, like everyone in our family.
Like the babies usually are.
And I go, what's your problem? She goes, what? I go, why are you rolling your eyes and you're so nasty about Mom's just trying to compliment me and you can't even be happy for me. What's your problem?
Why are you mad I got the best shoulders in the family?
Why you hating on my shoulders?
What's your problem?
And she goes, listen, I just think that our accomplishments should not be about our bodies. So now this is getting deeper, right? Because now I'm getting triggered, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, girl. And so I look at her and I go, I work hard at the gym on my shoulders. What's wrong with being proud of my shoulders? Are you kidding me right now?
What?
And I go, I eat well. I work out. I make good, healthy choices. I go to therapy. What the hell?
It's a part of your personality. Trait.
It was so messed up because while I understand she was turned off mm-hmm. about the body stuff, I think I've done all the healthy things when I talk about my body. So I don't feel like I'm just getting skin removal.
Mm-hmm.
I change my diet.
Yeah.
I work out. Like, leave me the hell alone. And
you
by
change
the way,
your lifestyle.
And my mom's talking about my shoulders, not my fake boobs, okay?
Yeah.
So if that's the issue, then talk to me about the fake boobs and stop complaining about the shoulders.
Ooh.
What's the issue is what I'm trying to dig deeper. Right?
And you had already been thinking about all of this.
All this, digging
for
like,
a little bit.
Something's bugging her because she's always been like good about everything and been like, oh, Allie, your story's great. You have, my little sister's been through all this adversity.
It felt like a 180.
It was like a totally different person.
And you're like, what? Whoa, Shade.
Always been supportive.
They got cold in here. Yeah.
Yeah, always. And she was just, and so I thought, you know what? She's miserable. That was the only place I could go in my mind.
You unhappy.
What is she unhappy about?
Mm-hmm.
And so she didn't want to talk about it and she stormed off. And I kid you not, my sister walked out of the restaurant and walked all the way across a busy road to the hotel.
Chill out.
I kid you not. Yes, she did.
Oh, y'all had sister fight for real.
So Penny comes out of the bathroom, my other sister, and goes, what just happened? And I go, Jenny left. She goes, why? I go, screw her. Let's eat.
She got diarrhea. I don't know.
And she's like, what do you mean she left? My brother-in-law's walking up. What's going on? I'm like, hold on.
Penny's sit like, down. Two
I'm like,
seconds.
I go,
sister
I'm
stuff.
Leaving. Penny goes, you're going to leave? I go, fine, I'll eat. So me, Penny, and my brother-in-law sit down. My other sister, long gone.
She never came back?
I left Florida. I never said a word to her.
You didn't?
No, I left the next morning. I didn't even say, because we never had a chance to say bye. I left at 3 in the morning. So
You didn't see her after dinner that night?
No, because she went back to her hotel room. I went back to mine, and we never talked.
Oh. Oh, snap. That's important to know.
Yeah. Okay. So from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. This is why I'm fighting with my sister. And the question is, should I apologize to her? Because we have not talked since then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me. So we have a group chat with me and my sisters. The three sisters, we call
it. Right.
So three sisters is the group chat
three
name.
Sisters say mister.
Three sisters say mister. And out of nowhere, the one I'm fighting with, Jenny, sends me the picture of the three of us from when we were at my mom's surgery.
You showed me this picture.
All laughing at each other. And Jenny and I are longingly looking into each other's eyes laughing.
Y'all do look very, very cutesy, very demure as our sisters there.
So she sends the picture of the three of us to the group chat. That's it. And the other sister, Penny, hearts it.
No caption?
Nope.
She didn't say it?
No, she was just sending a, look at us three.
Oh, sisters.
This is her olive branch.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I'm stubborn. I'm a Taurus.
Uh-huh.
So I went, okay, great. And I threw it on the floor and I went, DZ, look at this.
Uh-huh. Plus you're the baby of the family.
Plus I'm the baby of the family. So I went, screw her. And then here we are. So this is a lot, but should I apologize to my sister? And should we take advice next? Including, I want to know your advice.
Oh yeah, you know I'm not answering. Yeah, we all gonna answer this one together.
I really need to know if people think I should just apologize or how we should move forward, me and my sister, because she clearly was trying to just move on.
But I don't think that's necessary.
I need her to say I am happy for you or whatever.
No, I think there has to be a conversation out of this, but it's just a matter of if you should apologize. That I'm not so sure about.
I don't feel like I did anything wrong other than be a little confrontational. That was really, it was just my delivery, not the idea of what I was going, what's your problem? Why are you so unhappy for me? Like, I don't understand what's wrong. But anytime anyone's unhappy for you, it's about them.
This was, y'all, this
nothing
was,
to do with me.
This was so much tea. I got to process. Mm-hmm. Bruh, I'll give you my advice next. We could all answer together. Yeah.
Thank you. It's a big story. I know. All right. We'll talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Well, I'm talking about why I'm fighting with my older sister, one of the two older sisters. And Nicole in Kenosha said, Allie, you have nothing to apologize for. Just came to say I do the same thing and I'm an Aquarius. Thank you, Nicole.
I disagree with that.
Okay, so if you missed it, basically, I was in Florida for Thanksgiving and my sister was rolling her eyes when my mom was complimenting my shoulders. My mom likes my shoulders from the gym pics.
You got good shoulders,
and
baby girl.
So I confronted my sister when we were at dinner with just my sisters, and it all went to hell. And I said, why can't you be happy for me? And she goes, I don't think we should be focusing on our body as accomplishments. And I go, well, if I take care of myself, I can celebrate it. And this is the quick, was that a quick recap?
Yeah, that
did
was
I,
good.
Did I give you the good enough recap?
A snippet. I just have two questions out of that.
Yes, talk to me.
One, do you know if moms made any commentary about anybody else's body during the trip?
No, because nobody else posts videos of themselves in the gym. They're not on the radio. I mean, we have different jobs.
Right.
So they know my sister runs and works out, but no.
Yeah. Because I was just thinking of maybe like mom, you know how moms can be like, oh,
well,
honey, you're getting a little thicker there, aren't you?
Boop, boop, boop. Oh, my parents would never.
They'd never.
No.
Oh, well,
my
man,
dad would.
My mom
would never comment on our weight. No,
okay.
Never.
Okay. Okay.
Never. Our, yeah. Long, yeah. No, no, no.
No. My family's really blunt about weight. So,
no,
yeah. In a bad way.
Which sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Fair enough. Well, you know what?
That's why I had to ask.
So do you think I should apologize to my sister?
Well, second question. How long had it been from when mom's made comment, eye roll from sister.
To when I confronted her?
Dinner, you confronted and said, what's your problem?
2 days, maybe, at the
two
most.
Days?
At the most. At the most. It was like our first time alone where it was like, I could really felt comfortable confronting her.
All right. Okay. Still chewing a little bit. Let's get to these calls.
Saucy's on the phone, and Saucy was hot. And so I cannot wait to talk to Saucy Sandra. Should I apologize to my sister?
Heck no. You ain't apologizing. You understand me?
Okay,
why? Told them exactly how you felt and how invalidating of her. Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like she's a little bit jealous of your body.
Well,
it is hard work to have your body like you have, like you said, and it is an accomplishment, especially after being a bigger woman.
It's a big deal
and
when
carrying
you've been
that weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I 100% agree with you, and no, you did nothing wrong. And her sending you that picture was just her hovering back to be like, oh, you know, I'm thinking about you still, but I'm not going to apologize to you either. However, I think she kind of owes you an apology, and it was her who kind of freaked out. This reminds me of my Thanksgiving 1 year. Like, no, you invalidated the crap out of me. It's not okay.
See, the only thing I've got that for that, Saucy, personally, is that she hadn't said anything. She hadn't dropped any commentary.
She was rolling her eyes.
She did not.
But she had internalized
Allie
that.
Allie did not feel as though she was in a safe place.
Saucy, let me say something.
I'm holding.
Oh, I wouldn't hear this. She got me hot. Me too.
She had been internalizing and hadn't expressed any of that. You had been seeing it and didn't like the fact that she hadn't verbalized anything. Mm-hmm. So you poked, you prodded, and you instigated a little bit by saying, what's the problem? Rather than saying, hey, can we talk? I noticed you rolled your eyes. This could have been approached in a completely different way. Though I'm not disagreeing that it was invalidating to hear that from your sibling, when you're like, I'm just celebrating my accomplishments and feeling good about myself. It was approached with an air of negativity because you had been stewing over it for 48 hours, going, not yet. Not the time, not the time, not the time, not the time, not the time. And the second you two were alone, you said, boom, go time. What the bleep is your problem?
I was like, you know what? I'm coming. But it's my sister. Exactly. Which is, I wouldn't do that to most people, right?
Exactly. And we constantly say we need to remind ourselves about how we intentionally talk and treat family.
Fine.
That's why I say, if anything you apologize for, not apologize for what you said, but apologize
for how I said
for
it.
For the delivery.
And
that would be all that I would apologize for.
You know what? That's it, though. That's it. I agree.
You're right, DZ.
I can receive it. And I also want to say, when I tell this story to people, they always go, she's jealous. I go, she's not jealous. It's not. You have to know Jenny.
You guys are all fit and beautiful, dog.
She's been fit her whole life. It's not a jealousy thing. There's something else. It's got nothing. I don't know what it's got to do with, but I truly believe. No, I don't really think it is. I think there's something.
Of her with your mother saying that to you.
Ding, 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 the oldest.
That went right over my head.
No, she's the middle. Even worse.
I thought she was oldest.
She's the middle,
middle child syndrome.
The middle child needs all. They don't get any attention, right?
And think about it. You guys were instantly thrown back into a portal of time where now you guys are all as a family
together.
Regressed. Everybody regressed. Don't lie to me and say y'all didn't. Everybody regressed a little
more.
Bit.
We did.
Did that.
Under a stressful circumstance because your mother was having surgery. So that on top of that, on top of that, on top of why does she got the better shoulders? Means what the bleep.
She gets a compliment.
You know what? Uh-huh. Saucy and DZ, you're so right because Jenny was doing more than she does a lot more than us because she handles all of the medical stuff because she understands it.
Where's my compliment?
So some of that is probably Allison just shows up. She just doesn't even handle it.
And here I am doing all this work.
You guys, we got to the bottom of it. Thank you. I needed the sit therapy session so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
So like you said, it wasn't about you.
Okay.
It was her own insecurities herself.
Autumn in Waukesha texted in and said, I have a sister too, so I get this. Allie, you have accomplished so much. You should feel comfortable sharing your wins, especially with your family. I'm proud of you. With that being said, sisters gonna be sisters. Give the petitious apology and say, I'm sorry you felt uncomfortable. Say to her, I'm sorry you feel uncomfortable with my body.
I'm sorry you don't like my shoulders.
Well, that's kind of the way I felt. What I was saying to her in the moment was like, I like myself. I don't know what your problem is.
Don't instigate this. No, no.
Autumn, never mind.
Yeah. No, Autumn, no.
Being petitious about it is not a good way to go about it because that'll just, you guys won't be talking until the new year.
Autumn,
so don't
Autumn,
do that.
Fall back.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Did my gif go through?
Your gift.
I'm on a gif.
Oh, gif.
GIF. I'm on a group chat with DZ and his wife, and we're talking in gifs, and I'm here for it, dude.
I'll have a whole conversation in gif. Don't tempt me.
You said that off the air. It's so true. You could have a conversation with people just in. I could do the same.
I don't
writing
have to,
back and forth in them. They're hysterical.
I don't need to text a single word. I could just send you gifs, and you will literally know what I mean and what I'm trying to say. Yep.
It was great. I'm loving this. Please send all the gifts in the group chat, everybody. Okay, so lots happening on the show today. We have Dumpster Fire Dating's back. I have a big update because my pre-op was yesterday for my final surgery at a loom.
That's right.
Yep, we're December 17th?
The countdown, T-minus.
11 days. So I'm going to tell you everything that happened and about my surgery and the exciting stuff that's coming that I'm getting excited for my final skin removal.
We're excited for you and excited to hear about it too.
Thank you. So that's coming up as well. And Megan Thee Stallion tickets because she's at Summerfest.
Yeah.
And we all the people that came to the toy drive, thank you.
It was, bruh, mwah, 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 chef's kisses to everybody.
If you remember, Lori the OG came out, bought a whole cart of toys on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then she challenged all the other regulars to come out. And boy, did they.
They showed up.
Teddy from Muskego was the first one. He goes,
Marnin.
He came in. He was adorable. Amanda and Racine showed up. Bella in Kenosha. Leon showed up, the flower lady.
Gang, gang.
Ryan from Alabama, dressed as the Grinch, if you saw on Facebook.
We finally met Emily, dog.
Emily in Milwaukee was so sweet.
Lisa.
Lisa in Oak Creek. Danny in Oak Creek. Oh, my gosh.
Young Kyla. With Grandma, the cool Grandma.
Oh, my gosh.
The cool bonus Grandma.
This 11-year-old girl, Kyla, shout out to her, walked in. They're probably listening right now.
There's so many more people, too.
And they were like, we listen every day on the drive to school. I'm like, hi. So it was so fun meeting everybody at the toy drive.
Dope.
And thank you to everyone that donated.
I didn't even meet everybody. We was busy.
You did it.
I missed a few faces. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Well, yesterday we also talked about on Am I the Jerk if Grandma was the jerk for taking the kids to see Santa.
Speaking of cool Grandma.
Before Mom and Dad took them, and it was a very intense one. So should we check out the voice messages from yesterday
and see what
people thought?
We have to.
If you go to our app, and the Odyssey app's free, and you listen through our app to stream us, 103.7 Kiss FM, you'll see it says leave a voice message, and that's how you send it. Anastasia and Franklin is becoming our first regular on the voice messages, I feel like.
We said you couldn't earn a theme song, but now we're wondering if we got to give her one.
So here's what she said.
You got to do 20 days in a row for the voice notes, though.
She said her opinion on whether Grandma's a jerk for taking the kid to see Santa first.
Good morning. This is Anastasia. Are we allowed to say no one's the jerk?
No.
This one is so hard and it makes me sad.
We wish.
I've been that mom who feels so sad when they missed a first experience.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the grandma's, we can't say she's a jerk. Like, she just loves her grandbaby and her daughter and was trying to do something fun. I mean, I totally get both sides. Yeah. I just don't think either of them.
I cut her off there. But either of them are the jerk is all she says at the end there.
It's intent and execution, though. Mm-hmm. The intent was there. The execution didn't land.
Looks like Lisa and Cudahy left a message as well about, am I the jerk? Was Grandma the jerk for taking the kid to see Santa first?
I'm going to go with not the jerk. I am a single parent. I have one child. And if I made her wait for me to be available for all of these first experiences, she would never get to do anything. And I feel like that would be very selfish as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I would say not the jerk. I would love to be there for all of these things, but my job is to provide.
Yeah, that's fair.
Very fair,
that's
actually.
That's fair. I get it. So it's a tough one.
Yeah, but we're providing memories, too. Mm-hmm. And these memories are for us, and we cherish that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
but I get
true.
It.
That's true. That's true.
I'm not saying I don't understand what you mean, because provide is the reason why I missed Danny's first experience with Santa, right?
Right, because you were working.
I was working.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, thank you for your voice messages. You can always leave them on the Odyssey app, and we'll try to play as many as we can. Are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Yo, today's is going to go...
Today's?
I don't even know.
They want to remain anonymous, and I don't blame them.
I would want to remain anonymous, too.
They're having a real family issue. Let's get into it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for not finding out the gender of my baby? What?
Huh?
Listen, though.
It's kind of hard to do,
ain't it? It's going
to
trigger some people, by the way, who are having kids or have had kids and the gender. Just listen.
It's babies.
Somebody texted, they want to be anonymous, so I'm just going to call him John.
I like John.
That's the most common. John Smith.
John G. Smith at that.
Johnny boy. He said, Allie and DZ, wife and I are pregnant with our second kid. We already have one kid who's 4.5 years old. When we found out we were pregnant the first time, we both agreed we weren't going to find out the gender of the baby until he or she popped out. When our child came into the world, I was overjoyed and so excited to tell my wife, who was an absolute rock star giving birth. Listen to him being all supportive.
Yes.
He said, I was so excited to tell my wife the gender of our firstborn. Fast forward 4.5 years, we're expecting our second kid sometime in May. Family members are wanting us to find out the gender, so they can buy gender-specific clothing. Mm. But we're finding out as it is honestly life's only true surprise.
Oh, so they're doing the same. They're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are we the jerks for not letting anyone find out what the gender is until he or she makes their debut? Side note, our firstborn was born during COVID, and my wife didn't get a baby shower, so she's getting the full experience with this baby. That's a fair why this is relevant with the second one. Okay, that makes
more
sense.
Family feels like it's exciting because
they want to celebrate this one.
They can be a part of this one.
Because immediately I went to, no, you're not the jerk. But this is like people get so mad when they don't know.
The first baby
like it's their
was
kid.
The first baby was y'all's baby. This baby's a family baby.
This is ours.
This is our baby.
They're kind of saying, you got the first one. Give
really?
Us one.
I swear they really are. That's exactly what they're saying.
Give them a break, John.
You got the first one to yourselves.
Come on, Johnny.
Give me the next one.
Give the mom and dad, the grandma and grandpa, but first of all, the gender specific stuff. In 2024, get over it, you guys. That's not a reason to find out the gender. You don't need gender specific stuff. We have evolved from this pink blue nonsense.
But that's just the cap. Because that's just the cap excuse to try to get them to tell you. They don't really care to get gender specific stuff. They're just going, no, I just want to make sure.
You're
like it's
so right.
That's just them trying to finesse the answer.
You're
no,
so right.
That's why when people wanted to know the gender when we were first having Sammy, we're like gender specific. Nah, you just get us gender neutral.
Yeah,
browns, tans, blacks, grays, whites. Babies are gonna stain
it
up
anyway.
They're gonna stain it up and throw it out anyway the second it gets pooped on. So no, you're not getting the blues and the pinks. We don't want the blues and the pinks.
You're like, that ain't us anyway. That's not who you are.
Listen, if my kid's rocking something pink, we don't care.
Yeah,
if they're rocking something blue, we
don't.
Did it.
I feel the same about Owen and Hudson. I don't care.
So
I let them paint their nails if they want. I don't care. So listen,
so
I do
us,
not
this wasn't
care.
It. Yeah, that in 2024, but some people just they can't get past that, and they also want that as the catalyst to get the answer, like I said. But at the same time, I get why. You know, they didn't have any part in the first baby.
Nothing.
They feel
that. Because of COVID,
that.
They feel left out.
That sucks.
And so he's going, screw them. But they want to be supportive, and they want to be there for him and his wife, and he's kind of going, no.
No. I think it is a little selfish.
You think?
Because this isn't just your baby. I know this isn't. You guys aren't recluse or right? Is that the right word? Like, just isolated. And alone. This isn't just a you guys thing. You guys don't only never see family and are only ever together with your family, John.
Yeah.
I'm sure y'all see family, right? Mm-hmm. They're excited because they're excited for your family as a family.
Yeah, that's true. So he's kind of pushing them away when he's going to need the support when the baby comes.
A little bit. You can't be mad when you don't got the support later if you didn't give him a little nugget of something. You don't got to tell everybody.
Yeah.
But what if you tell Grams?
What if they don't find out, though?
What if you tell one of the cool titties?
Or you do the thing where you put it in an envelope and only let one person know, but then I wouldn't trust anyone.
But this isn't about solutions.
That's
this isn't
right,
about
right.
solutions.
You're right. And is he the jerk for not finding out the gender and the family's mad?
If you don't want to know, there's ways you can make sure your family doesn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They can know? Sure. I think so. I think they're jerky in the situation, especially knowing that the first one was a COVID baby.
I know you don't want solutions, but what if we just lie and make it up and hope for the best when the baby comes? Like, just tell him one thing and guess and have no clue.
Tell him it's twins. Tell him it's twins.
You'll get twice as much stuff.
Whoop, whoop.
And say it's a boy and a girl.
Now that we're talking solution.
That's hysterical.
You know what? You are the jerk because you could be getting double the stuff.
You
jerk,
didn't
jerk,
think
jerk.
Of the best solution. That's your why you're the jerk.
Jerk, jerk, jerk.
No. All right. Is John the jerk for not finding out the gender?
John the jerk?
414-533-1037. The family's like, please tell us so we can buy appropriately. And they're like, no.
We don't want to.
No.
We don't like y'all that much.
You said it, not me. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next.
Jerk. You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so John wants to know if he's the jerk for not telling his family the gender of their baby, because they want to know. This is the second one. They're like, we didn't find out with the first one. You got to tell us the second one.
Do you?
I don't know.
I think so. I mean, I said jerk already.
Yeah. You want to start with Danielle and Butler this morning?
Ooh.
Let's start with Danielle. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So is John the jerk for not finding out the gender and telling his family?
No, absolutely not.
No?
Quick answer?
Why? Yeah. Why would they? I don't understand why people have to bully people into wanting something that they want for their self-sufficiency.
Yeah. That's fair. And I feel like we get these a lot on Am I the Jerk, where someone writes in and now they feel like they're the jerk in something that seems very black and white to you and I and DZ. Like,
they're trying to hold their boundaries. Yeah. Like,
we get these sometimes and I'm like, you are not the jerk and somebody has made you think you are for no reason whatsoever.
Exactly. That's somebody's me.
You're right,
DZ. If it's a boy or a girl, like, go based off of, like, how the mama looks. Like, they say, in theory, that the girls take the mom's beauty and the boys let the mom have the beauty.
I hate that line, though. Come on. That's so ridiculous. That is
come
on. Is it
true, though? I don't know.
I don't know. I guess, no. All these old wives' tales, everybody swears by something.
Have fun with that kind of crap. Don't be pressuring them to, if they truly don't want to know the gender themselves, why find out? Because other people want to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing is you saying, don't let it stress you out. Maybe have some fun with it. You know, don't tell them.
Exactly.
Poke around a little.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So I love it, though.
Figure it out for yourself.
She said, stop letting people bully you. Not the jerk. Right.
Easier said than done. Easier said than done.
True that. All right, Danielle. Thank you for calling. It is easier
said
than done.
You're welcome. Have a fantastic day, guys. Love you.
Bye. All right. Let's go to Amber in Milwaukee and see if she's going to go a different way. Amber, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to say not the jerk. I'm going to 100% agree with Allie. It's 2024. Like,
who cares?
The whole point of a baby shower is to support the family.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of whether it's a boy or a girl, get creative. Get stuff that the baby needs. Like,
yeah, you don't have to get pink or blue clothes. You can get all kinds of baby bottles, diapers. I mean, diapers don't have a gender, do they? And we don't have a problem buying those.
Them wipes and diaper cream is universal, ain't it?
Bundle.
Pacifiers, like, toys.
DZ, you guys know the kid's going to have 19 blowouts in the first week, and you're going to throw out half the clothes they buy anyway. So go ahead. Yep. Go ahead and buy them. Do it. I dare you.
Honestly.
Not the reason what the baby is.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So standing strong on the saying not the jerk.
Yeah. All right, Amber. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, it's Anna in Milwaukee. Didn't she get to use the vacuum last time?
I think she did get to use
the
vacuum
odds?
Last time.
Anna's back in this spot.
Happy Friday.
Wepa, morning.
Are you happy because you are going to use the vacuum, or are you putting it down today?
No, I'm happy because I'm going to use the vacuum again.
Vacuumed.
And?
Yeah, I agree with the two callers. You know, I mean, if they don't want to know, it's their baby. The family's being selfish. Mm-hmm. You know, they're trying to make them do something that they don't want to just because they want it. It's like, you know, like you said, it's 2024. Who cares? There's plenty other things you can buy.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
They're not gender specific.
And you can still support them and the baby by buying all these other things. You don't need to know the gender to support
exactly.
them.
No.
The gift was the excuse to get the information.
Exactly. Because you want to know because you don't know. And that's it. You want to know. Well, you're going to have to wait.
Yep, exactly.
Welcome to having to be patient. It sucks, but we all do it.
Wait till one of your family members gets a job at the hospital just so they can read your records.
Oh, shoot. That's crazy. All right, Anna, thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a nice weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Lindsay,
we love you back.
Yeah, we love you. Lindsay and Grafton texted in, not the jerk, like the first caller. Don't let others bully you just because they want to know what it is. Buy other things besides clothes. The texts are going crazy right now. Somebody else texted in and said their body or their baby, her body, their choice. Fair enough, man.
I can actually not disagree with any of that.
Mm-hmm. And then Megan in Milwaukee texted in as well and said, not the jerk. It's their choice if they don't want to know. As long as they both agree that they don't want to know is all that matters. So that is important. Yes, they have to agree and they do.
I'd assume they're on a united front if they didn't find out with the first baby and now would want to do the same thing with this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their thing.
Then it would be, am I the jerk for finding out and my wife not, like, kind of thing.
Different story.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously you the jerk for sure.
Somebody else texted in, listen to this. They said, this is an expecting mom with a toddler. Stop stressing her out. She said what she said, not the jerk. Okay.
That's a spin. Yeah. I ain't think about the fact that Well, let me switch sides before I get yelled at. Yeah, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Yeah, not the jerk. Yeah. I mean, I said it the whole time. Yeah.
And it was a vacuum today.
Gentlemen may cry.
We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Did you see what Bella in Kenosha brought me at the toy drive last night?
I did.
People send me these things all the time, the dumpster fires that you can buy. She bought me a knitted dumpster fire.
A little crochet.
On the front, it says emotional support dumpster fire. It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Let me see that thing. I wanted to see it yesterday.
It has flames coming off of it.
Yep.
It's a beautifully knit dumpster fire, DZ.
Emotional support dumpster fire.
So if you guys missed it, Monday we did a bonus dumpster fire.
Right.
If you weren't listening Monday, you missed out, everybody.
You didn't necessarily miss it because you can listen back on Odyssey app.
That's true. Good point. But to recap, there is a guy I met online when he was back home for the holidays 2 years ago. We matched on like Tinder or something, and we would talk occasionally over the past 2 years. Like he would text me if he was in town, right. And we could never meet up.
Right.
And so we finally met up Sunday night when I got back from Florida because he was here for Thanksgiving.
You got off the flight and went to the Feelings.
Essentially, yeah. I caught flights and feelings, but actually it was really, really a good day. We went to the supper club in Germantown. I told you about that. Relish Supper yep. Club. Cutest place ever. And he was a really interesting, good-looking, tall guy. But I didn't really want to jump his bones, if I'm being honest. Like, it was like, I could totally be friends with this guy, and I could maybe build a friendship and be more attractive. But right now, I think he's just a cool dude.
Good date, not a great date.
Yeah, just a good, fun, like, I would hang out with him again. But I don't see us, like, making out or anything. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, he's a homie.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. We're getting a lot. Why are we getting so many homies lately?
Maybe you're in your homie era.
Maybe I don't want anybody.
Well, think about it. You got big things coming up. You don't want nobody trying to be checking in on you when you don't feel like you're looking your best, whatever,
well,
something like that, or while you're just focused on healing, mm-hmm. not even thinking about looks, right? But you're now focused on yourself.
Yeah.
So why? You don't want to split attention. You got to take care of you right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to be leaving the house and partying or doing anything for
months.
You're
going to be dating nobody,
no,
bro.
No, I don't want to date anybody.
Not to pull back too much of the curtain, mm-hmm. but you ain't going to be able to really move for a second. So I doubt you're trying to really move with somebody.
Yeah, there's gonna be no hot dogs and donuts
so,
for a minute.
You're barely going to be standing.
I'm not allowed to eat hot dogs and donuts, I don't think, after my surgery.
Dietary restrictions for a little
just like
bit,
I
probably.
I won't be able to work out for a little bit.
Exactly.
I'll be able to walk and all that. But yeah, a man is not my focus right now. And
that
it's
part.
Actually kind of nice that I feel like we've cleared out some of these guys that I have met over the years online. And finally, I've met a few of them, even the tall, dark, and handsome. The one who had been building up, who was getting divorced. That finally, I went out with him, tried it out. Wasn't
Didn't
a thing.
Work.
Didn't work. So I feel like we have we really cleared the roster? Are we clear before this surgery? Are we good to go?
I don't know. Yes. You tell me. Are you going on a date tonight?
Hell, I don't know. No. And I'm not going on any. You know why? Because my pre-op, I had my pre-op appointment, my pre-operation appointment, for those that don't know, for my final skin removal yesterday. And I got all lot of info. My friend came with me, so I'm actually going to tell you about that next because I have lots to say, and you can ask me any questions you want. Anybody can ask me any questions because it's now or never. Like, we're talking about it, and it's happening in 11 days.
Nah, we'll talk about it again.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it again.
Okay,
I thought you meant now or never for questions.
No, I just meant, like, ask now. I'm opening it up for you, and then I'll tell you everything that happened because people, one, they don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't realize it's more than one thing I'm doing. I'm doing a couple things.
Oh, I guess, yeah. No.
And I'll explain it all next.
And I know what you mean by that, but even me, I was like, no, it's just all in mm-hmm. one. No, you're doing.
Yeah. Rochelle from Kenosha texted in, but Allie, hot dogs are keto. Knock it off. You know what? I could not.
Not after
guys.
Surgery.
Doc said that is not a post-surgery diet. Okay, Rochelle?
Get out of here.
Is that fair? All right. That wraps up Dumpster Fire, everybody.
There's no Dumpster Fire.
There's no Dumpster Fire for what?
No. There is a Dumpster Fire. It's just a knitted gift that you received.
We switched the energy. Now this is the Dumpster Fire.
The only Dumpster Fire was the gift you got.
Yeah.
I'll put my extinguisher down now.
Thank you, DZ. All right. My surgery update next. Why do I do this to us? 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. I look at you and wonder the same thing every single day.
You know what? Who asked you anyway?
You! No,
okay,
you.
Fine. TZ, listen. I have to tell you something crazy. Before I get into my surgery update and my pre-operation appointment yesterday, listen to this. So last night, I'm out with a couple of my girlfriends. We're at Camino in West Dallas, 72nd and Greenfield. Phenomenal food. So we're at Camino, and the waitress comes over with the bill. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell everybody this, because if you were listening, you know where
the
I'm
other
going.
Day, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And she goes, hi, do you guys want separate checks or just one? And we all looked at each other. There were three of us. And I go, oh, we start talking. I go, damn it.
You
we
did
just
it.
Talked about this on the air.
We just gave solutions.
Stop doing this to servers. Stop talking about how to split the bill in front of them and make them wait. So then I had a whole conversation with the server.
You made her wait while you told
her. I made it worse. And
you
she
made
goes,
it way worse.
During the Packer game, nonetheless.
Oh, double, triple worse.
So she's like, yeah, okay. And then in the end, we just split them.
Jesus.
So, yeah, I didn't take our own advice. That's all I wanted to tell you about dinner.
Our lives in a nutshell.
It is our lives. We talk about it, and then I go into a restaurant and do exactly what I told people not to do.
Allie and DZ.
Have a good day.
No, but let's talk
about it. Okay, now let's talk about my surgery, though. So yesterday was my pre-operation appointment. This is my last appointment before I have surgery at a loom on December 17th.
17th. We're 11 days out.
11 days. My sister Penny's coming into town. Obviously, you know my friend Callie very well from Project Bubbaloo.
That's right, the homie.
She's an NP. I mean, she knows She's teaches nursing. She's just my girl.
She teaches teaching nursing. Well, she
I don't
teaches
know if I'm
nurses.
Supposed to say she teaches nurses at Marquette. But she teaches nursing at Marquette.
She teaches the people that are taking care of you, y'all. Yeah. So, yeah.
So I bring her everywhere when I have a medical problem. Like, I carry her in my pocket. Like, let's go.
She's your pocket nurse?
She's my pocket nurse. And I trust her, right?
I should hit her up more about nursing stuff.
You should, because I'm telling you, I called her one day. I'm like, can you do an appointment with my son?
I'll put her on the nurse list. I got like 15 nurse friends.
Everybody does. You got to call those people when you need something.
I'll add her to the group chat.
Thank you. So she came with me and just for support, you know. And so we went. I'm going to have the surgery. Now, a loom has a bunch of locations, but I had my first surgery in Waukesha. I'm having this one in Glendale at the operating room there. Okay.
Oh.
So it's fine. Just a different location.
That doesn't change anything for you?
No. Okay. I've been to both. I've seen the operating rooms. It's all.
You're comfortable
I'm
there.
Comfortable. I know the doctors. So the first round was in what year? 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So we're 2 years out from the first. I lost 150 pounds. I forget that some people don't know this.
Right.
I lost 150 pounds on keto. I then had all this skin. I kept it off for like 3 years before I had the first skin removal. I was in the gym trying and I couldn't, nothing. You can't get rid of skin.
It's tough. Yeah, skin just be skinning.
Skin. So I went in 2022 and I had a tummy tuck. I got all that skin on my tummy taken. I did an arm lift. So all the hanging on my arms.
Yeah.
And then I did a breast lift and augmentation because I'm 5'11 and I'm just did not want.
Gravity.
None of your business. It would have been a ball of skin, okay? I don't know how to explain it.
You know, we get it.
Trust me.
We get it.
So, never say never is the point.
Right.
You know, 20 years ago, I'm like, I never. Oh, now this has been one of the best experiences I've ever had.
And now you're ready for the next best
one, which is the bottom half, which sounds so funny,
the
right?
Rest.
But it's a backplasty. And people are like, what's a backplasty?
Even that sounds funny.
But I have all the skin still on my, I carry bottom heavy. I feel like you and I have talked about this. Like, I'm heavier on bottom.
Yeah.
And I'm thinner on top. And it's all about how your body is. Some people are unfortunately skinny legs and they have a tummy, right?
No, or we got thick trunks.
I'm a thick trunk kind of girl.
We thickums.
My bottom size is bigger than my I'm a medium on top and a large on bottom. It's just bigger.
Hence why Adrian wanted me to make sure I told you on behalf of him.
What did he say?
Hey, Miss Parker.
What?
Yeah, that's a little Friday movie reference. He's saying you look good, girl.
Thanks, Adrian.
So he just wanted me to make sure I slid that in there for you.
Oh, thanks, Adrian.
Yeah.
I missed you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. Well, this surgery is happening, and so they're going to basically, it's kind of weird because I'm just going to be really blunt right now.
Say
I
it.
Was totally naked, okay? Because they take before and after pictures, okay?
They have
and
to.
And you're alone in a room
when
with a nurse.
Doctors.
Yeah, and the doctor wasn't even in
there.
Or
medical professionals.
It was just the nurse, and so it's me and her and my friend Callie, and she seen me naked because she was with me for the first surgery. So I go, look, I really want you to look at this. And, you know, as you're a nurse, like, do you understand or do you think that this is, you know, I'm doing the right thing and this is worth it? And she saw me and she goes, oh, I see it now. You got these two weird pockets on the side of your legs, these giant, I can't explain it, but it's kind of like, you know, reconstructing, like moving things around. So gonna take the lipo, the sides, fix that skin, pull, and it, they kind of pull up right here. And I'm, it's so hard to explain without showing you on a video. I don't know how else to explain it.
Can I ask you a question that could hopefully clarify?
Yes.
So
when it's like the skin on my back.
But question, does it look and or feel like you got cargo short pockets on or like cargo pant pockets?
All the time.
Like the side cargo pant pockets?
All the time. And you know, I wear compression leggings all the time, so people can't really see it.
No, I don't think I knew that.
No, I do wear, these are,
you can never know the difference.
All the time compression to hold them in.
Yeah.
So right here, which is holding it in, these look really bizarre.
Yeah.
When you see my legs. Hear you. And so they take this, they take it out, they lipo it out, and it's essentially,
they transfer.
Yeah, it's a BBL without the implant.
You
fat transfer. So then, and they just move those fat cells to the back.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll BBL my thighs into my butt. Go out there. We could both be double cheeked up on a Wednesday.
We can double cheeked up. But then let me show you where the skin comes, right? Because where's the skin in all this?
The extra skin.
Or what are you just doing? No, the skin, and you can try to explain this to the listeners because they were showing Callie last night. They essentially pull, so they move the fat on the side to the back.
From the hip to the back.
And they pull because you can't pull from down here. The body can't hold that incision. So you got to pull from right here, and then my butt will...
Let me just explain it like this.
We're getting rid of a whole line of skin right here under my butt cheeks, and I don't know how else to explain
Allie,
it.
Allie, I got it. You're currently wearing 90s baggy jeans, and you'd like to put on some skinnies.
Thank you.
That's what it is. Imagery
I
locked.
Think so, yeah.
You're currently wearing baggy 90s jeans, and you'd like to throw on some slim, skinny fits.
And when I go to the gym, I want to be able to see if I have any leg muscle or any butt muscle, and I can't see anything.
Yeah.
I can't see anything, you guys.
It's about being more form-fitting to your true form now.
Mm-hmm.
The skin, the surgery, everything is, it's about removing the old you, realistically.
100%. Yeah, the skin that I don't need, and the skin that's in the way. The skin that's irritating, honestly.
You living in the skin that is the internal. It's matching the inside with the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
And I worked out in private yesterday.
What do you mean?
At the Princeton Club with my trainer. I put on the smallest pair of shorts so I could show the before. Because remember, last time I had skin removal, I worked out with my shirt off so people could, in a sports bra, so people could see how much skin was hanging.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of did that again yesterday, and I'll do the before and the after so people can get a better idea, because you just don't see my body. Like, I don't wear shorts so you can even see them like that.
Screenshot part of that video, because that'll give some imagery.
Some imagery of what we're doing?
Yeah. I mean, if you still feel like people aren't understanding what the imagery or what it looks like or, you know, struggling to explain, I feel like it's, you feel like your skin, your body is currently wearing these 90s baggy bootcut jeans.
And this is something I don't know how else to explain. Sometimes when I sit down and roll, I can feel like a layer of skin rolling behind me.
Oh, I feel that all the time.
No, I have fat too. This is skin. Like, there's a difference. I can feel a weird layer of skin. It's so hard to explain. I can feel it rolling.
It's the skin that doesn't have any fat in it.
Yeah, there's fat is, you can feel it. It's the skin. I don't know how else to, it's like a roll. I don't know how to explain it.
No, I think you've explained enough.
Explanation. So.
Well, and if I keep asking questions, I feel like I'm going to end up asking an offensive question, to be completely honest.
No, there's no offensive questions. I tell you everything.
I don't want it to come off offensive, because
it won't be.
You saying that makes me feel like, oh, so like when you're making croissants and you roll the dough and you roll the, that's what it feels like.
Yes.
It's like a croissant dough rolls under you.
It's exactly what it feels like on my bottom.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know how else to explain it.
I'm just, my imagery is going crazy with this. I got so many questions, bruh.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can, and we're going to have the doctors on after the surgery too as well.
Good. Because, good.
Oh yeah, they're going to come on and talk about it for
good.
Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can we holler at them before the surgery?
I asked, but they're so busy right now.
Okay.
You have to remember, they're doing surgeries every morning. They're busy as hell.
They're not just at your every beckoning call?
Hi, doctors. Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. They are, it's at everything. I mean, yesterday was the day I paid. I'm going to put it, everything is done.
Oh, you're set.
I signed all the papers. It was every.
You did all that yesterday?
Everything. I got the HIPAA cleanse or whatever. I got everything.
They gave you, you're set.
In 11 days, I'm having surgery. It's 7 in the morning, you guys.
Oh, the clock has started.
It's happening.
No. This is it.
I'm not seeing anyone again until I have surgery. Like, this is it. We took the before pictures. It's done.
Why did it just get like a little more serious for me for some reason?
How do you think I felt? I was in there yesterday going, oh my gosh.
Is this happening?
This is real?
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yo, no, congrats, G. This has been a long road, and I know you've been working at this for a minute, so this is huge. Good for you, man.
Thanks, DZ. And thanks for holding it down for a few days while I'm gone.
What?
You should take a Christmas break.
What? I gotta be here without you?
Shut up. We weren't at the bar last night. We were at the toy drive. What's wrong with you?
We were raising the bar.
Come on. Right? I did go to the bar after.
Oh, what? Oh.
I told you I went to Camino in West Dallas, but.
No invite.
There was a Packer game. Come on.
Oh, that's why I didn't get the invite.
It's with my girls. All right. The toy drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin. We were out there last night, and Robin's Nest benefiting both.
Both.
We were out there because Lori, our OG, came out and bought a whole cart of toys on Monday.
An entire cart. She filled a cart. It's probably 5, 6. No, like 50, 60 toys in that mug.
And then in true Allie and DZ awkward form, she challenged all the other regulars to show up and donate. No pressure. So a ton of them did last night. Shout out. By the way, Cheryl and Slinger is not a regular, but she showed up. So I just want to say, Cheryl, Lisa Oak Creek.
Kyla, young Kyla and Grandma.
Not regulars, but thank you.
Thank you.
We met a ton of other people, but then to our regulars that did show up, Ryan from Calabama is the Grinch, Bella and Kenosha, Amanda and Racine,
Emily
in Milwaukee, Teddy Muskego,
Leon,
Marnen,
bruh.
Leon was cool.
More, I'm sure we're missing somebody. We're sorry, but it was deep.
Listen to this. I've got a message to play for you.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. It's OG Laureate Timmerman, and I just personally want to say a huge thank you to all the regulars who turned up yesterday for the toy drive. Challenge was met.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Aww. Amen. And that just wraps it up with a bow.
Yeah.
And I love it. So thank you to everyone who came out. We met so many great people.
The challenge wasn't just met. It was exceeded. Was surpassed. It was amazing.
Tonight till 6 p.m. We're not going to be out there, but Sparky from our sports station, Blaine's Farm and Fleet Note Creek is the spot to donate toys. And they have a Toyland inside.
You don't know my plans tonight.
Oh, are you going out there tonight?
You don't know what I'm up to this evening.
Are you going out there tonight?
Maybe.
Liar.
No.
Are you?
Nah. If I do, it's for personal shopping only.
Hold on. Maybe we should go because we've had some wild experiences at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
We have, actually.
So when we were there on Monday, last night they let us talk on the speaker, but then they didn't turn it on.
We were supposed to hijack the loudspeaker. I don't know if we pressed the right buttons.
We might not have.
And
all it ended up was being DZ on the phone, and I was like, man, turn us up.
I thought I was talking to the wrong end. Like, I don't know how to use a house phone, bro. I was like, no, I'm right.
We tried to use the intercom. Didn't work. But on Monday, when I got to the toy drive, I walked in. I was late as usual because I was like 6 minutes late because of traffic, because we got there at 4. It was crazy. And I walked in. I'm like, where's DZ? And they're like, I don't know. I might have texted you. And I'm like, he's obviously busy because he's not answering.
Right.
So I circled the store and I'm like, where is DZ? And I found you finally.
I was at the checkout line.
Yeah. And you were standing there with one of our two of our coworkers. And I'm like, what up? And you're like, well,
we were waiting in line and we tried to actually jump the line because it was busy.
Well, you were trying to buy toys for the toy drive.
I wanted to make a donation and get back outside ASAP. So I saw, you know how when they close the line down, but there's one person checking out?
Yep.
And you try to squeeze in and be like, hey, could you get me in too?
And they go, lane's closed.
And I'm like, oh, well, she didn't lane's close me. She was like, yeah, I got you.
Okay.
For sure. So I'm sitting there waiting to pay next. There's only us two in line. So I'm going, thank you, Jesus.
It's
gonna
be quick.
We skipped the 15 person line. No. Oh, no. Lo and behold, we look over after about a minute of waiting, thinking that we should be up next. And she's writing a check.
Oh, my God. I walked up and I'm like, what's going on? DZ and our coworkers like, well, we're just waiting. This nice woman decided to write a check. And here's where it gets even funnier, you guys. The girl behind the counter at Blaine's, who was 20 maybe.
21 tops.
She didn't even know what a check was.
She knew what a check was.
I thought she didn't know.
She said she knew how to do it.
She
had never done a check transaction. She's so young. She has never taken a check as payment. She was like, is this real money?
That's what it was. She was like, what do I do with this thing? And that took a while for them to figure out what to do with the check.
Well, because she had to go grab one of the OG managers that knows what a check is. and had to be taught, had to be trained on how to how to run a check into the system.
Can you believe? And then I felt bad because I looked over and it's this woman. And for a second, I saw my mother, right? Who would be writing a damn check. And I've been with my mom and going, Mom, stop writing checks at Walmart and Pick and Save. Stop. Use your card. And they've got, my parents have evolved. I'll give them that.
They use cards now?
Yeah, but there was a period where she still did that in the past like 10 years. And I was like, stop.
Some places don't even take checks anymore. Mm-hmm. I was surprised Blaine's even did.
Yeah.
Bruh, and do you remember this?
What?
When the lady that was helping the young girl, the young employee.
The one who didn't know who didn't what know, to do with the check.
It's like, we have to check IDs. And we were all like, oh my God. This is I doubt Nana's out here scamming you. 80-year-old Nana, I believe that that's her checkbook.
But somebody could have gotten a blank check and try. I get it, but that's actually funny.
She busted out the leather padded checkbook. I knew that was her. She didn't need to check no ID, Allie.
Gosh.
She ain't need to check no ID.
I haven't seen someone use a check like that at a store, though, in a few years at least. That was the first experience with it. I mean, there was a point where we were still seeing them and I was getting annoyed. Mm-hmm. And now, although I go through self-checkout, maybe I don't see them.
Oh.
That's why I don't see them.
No, I go through lane checkout because I don't work for free for nobody.
That's right. You don't like self-checkout.
So I'm not doing self-checkout. I don't see enough checks. That was the first time I'd seen a check in years. I don't have a checkbook. We don't own checks.
I do, and it's annoying. And the only reason I have one is because they won't take my stupid water bill without a check.
Oh, that's why.
And see, so I just don't pay it. No. No, really.
I just get a cash.
My tax bill.
I just do a cashier check.
I hate my water bill so much. I hate it because you have to pay with a check.
You just let them tax you at the end and be like, go ahead, man.
It goes on my tax every year because I get so, and I probably have tons of late fees, but I get so mad because I'm like, I hate you for making me write a check.
You're not the only one.
What are you in 1955?
Gee, you're not the only one.
Get with it. Sorry, I just went off on a rant.
No, you good. I'm just agreeing. I'm over here like, yeah, girl, preach.
Isn't it funny that I do this after they do the tree lighting last night? I'm like, you know what? And another thing.
Why are we being Grinches? But not for real, for real?
No, for real.
When was the last time you either used a check or saw somebody use a check? Because I don't think checks are basically obsolete.
I got one out one day for the water bill, and Owen goes, what's a check? I'll never forget that moment when he was on like fifth grade, maybe they hadn't done any money. Swear to God, he was like, what's a check? And I just died laughing. I was like, that said it all. The fact that I shouldn't even have these. I shouldn't even have the check.
Allie, I bet if you ask 9 out of 10 kids to balance a checkbook, they're going to try to balance it on their finger. Think about it. They don't know what balancing a checkbook is. They're going to try to balance the checkbook on a surface. They're not going to look and run the numbers.
June and Elkhorn texted in and said, I work at the Robin's Nest in Whitewater and we still take checks. So a lot of people do. And then somebody above that said, I work in a pharmacy and I see checks every day. That's because I've seen how many pills my parents take. You don't understand. They're in the pharmacy all the time. So I'm implying that there's old people in the pharmacy.
Old people
writing checks
medical
all
issues.
The time.
Yeah.
That's why they see checks, because think how many old people are in the pharmacy.
The older generations do tend to be the people with more health issues, pills and medications.
My parents pick up prescriptions 3 times a week, I swear to God.
No, they don't.
I'm telling you.
No, they don't.
When you get that old, they're 80, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody said, I work at Menards and I take about 20 checks a day. I believe it.
People are still checking out here.
This is crazy. This is a check PSA. Let's talk to everybody next.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a check? Are you a check writer? What's wrong with you?
We'll talk next.
Yes. Talking about writing checks. Yes, you heard me. If you know what it is, if you know what a check is, because some people are writing in going, I'm 20. I don't even know. I've never seen a check.
They don't know what balancing any check is. What?
So funny. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ and I were out at the toy drive, which is ending today at 6 p.m. at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Thank you to everyone who's donated.
And you still got time to donate.
Absolutely. Swing by and they have a Toyland in there or drop off a new gift.
Or go online.
Mm-hmm. You can donate online Danny in Oak Creek said they donated money. That was their vibe. So I'm down for that. All right. We're talking about the woman, though, in front of you when you were trying to buy toys to donate, who was writing a check. And it was a whole production because the girl behind the counter wasn't sure what to do with it. And it was just funny. It was funny.
It was funny. It was comical, but for the first 5 minutes, it wasn't that funny. And then the next 5 minutes, it got funnier. And then 5 more minutes passed.
Is this real life?
And it was just hilarious at that point. I was like, oh, we're talking about this.
Let's go to Scott in Racine. He said he's got a good check story for us.
Scott, good morning.
Hi, Scott.
I have a 90-year-old mom, bless her heart. She will not switch over to a debit card. It drives me bonkers.
I feel this.
And then the machine don't work right. And on top of it, to do a check fax or something, and they don't cash the check to the third party for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't even think about that. The check doesn't come out right away because you're not using your debit card. Because if you were using it's for people that are young, I'm not even joking. If you're young, the check has to go all the way to the bank.
When we say wait for the check to clear, yo, I'm waiting for that bag to clear. They don't even know what we're talking about.
I mean, that's hysterical.
Right. Oh, and my gosh. But, you know, they're set in their ways, whatever makes her happy, but it drives me nuts.
Yeah, it drives me nuts, too, that they want. I went through this with my parents as well, and they're 80, not 90. Well, close to
close
it.
Close enough.
And it was the same thing where my dad, one, you couldn't get him to the iPhone, and you had a flip phone, and two, you couldn't get him to go to a debit card. They were writing, he would write us checks, and I'm like, for like a birthday present.
Yep.
Dad, you can just put that in my account. Nope. It's got to be a check. I'm not going to the bank and putting it in. I don't trust them.
Dad, I got Zelle. You technically got Zelle, too.
Dad,
you just don't have a smartphone.
He will not.
Nope. Wait, so
check.
Scott, your mom doesn't have a plastic at all. She's all check, all paper, all cash.
All paper, and she goes to Piggly Wiggly, buys her groceries, and we have to wait 2 weeks for the check to clear. Oh, my God.
Hey, that's buying groceries on loan.
I love this so much.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
This is so good.
It's so frustrating.
I bet. And then your mom's like, oh. She's literally writing every my parents, this is, see, now you're triggering me, Scott. My parents still balance a checkbook and write things out. I go, all online.
Nope.
They're like, no, we don't trust it.
Nope.
I'm like, okay. Hey, okay.
But there's some respect that you got to give to somebody that is that locked in. No. That locked into their ways, that they are unbothered by the world changing around them, going, no, this is my method. Mm-hmm. I will continue this. Mm-hmm. I got to respect it.
Well, his mom's got time. Scott's probably got a job he's got to get back to. You see, Scott, am I right or am I right?
I'm retired. I did my time.
Aw. Well, I guess if your mom's 90, you're probably not 20.
I'm so lucky she can walk around and...
Aww.
No, that is
that's
a blessing.
Fine, but
well,
yes, thank you.
Yeah, well, we're glad you do have a healthy mom that's a character, it sounds like. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care, man.
All right. Should we pull up Julian Oak Creek quick and see what she wants to say about the check stuff? Julie.
Hey.
Hello.
You still writing checks? Please don't say yes.
I am not.
Thank God.
Even though I'm in charge of our finances, I have the bank pay all of that. I just put it in for auto pay and call it a day.
You hear the but? Car? I hear a but.
My husband, who is the boomer, insists on using checks. He will use a debit card, but our hairstylist will only take either Venmo payments, which he absolutely will not do.
Oh, right. Come on. Or a check. Wait. Venmo or check?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Wait, but the...
No cash? Excuse me?
I don't get it.
Well, she'll take cash.
Okay.
Okay, you know, we didn't even get to this point. We don't have time for it. But why wouldn't you just go to cash at that point instead of the check,
well,
I guess?
What I'm hearing is they don't want to do the card exchange because then the person, the barber, the hairstylist, would have to pay the tax on running that card.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why they go, just Venmo me or write me a check because they're saying I'm not letting the government or... the entity took any of my money.
I understand when people do that and they're like, it's going to be more if you pay. But at some point, these businesses who are really busy, I don't care if you have to pay more. You can let me use my card. Stop it. Stop trying to charge me.
Businesses,
if you're not busy and you're a hairstylist and that 3% matters, I will happily Venmo you.
That's different.
But if you're a business, some of these that try to say, screw you. Yeah. I see you.
If you got a self-checkout lane, that part.
How about the nail places that are busy as hell and trying to tell me it costs more to use a card. No,
it doesn't.
You're doing just fine. Okay? That's rant done.
Rant over.
Goodbye.
Exactly.